What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire. And we weren't expecting her to be able to do the show today because of stuff related to moving. But the time opened up and Claire said, I want to do the show. Mm-hmm. And so take it away, Claire.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. One of the things that I think is really interesting about what is coming forward with the Epstein case, and I have to ask you, Mike, I've got to wonder just when the Clintonian involvement in what Epstein was doing will become a matter of public record. And I also understand that Monica Lewinsky is EPing a film for Netflix.
She's not the executive producer. She's simply a line producer.
All right. But a producer nonetheless.
Close enough.
Impeachment, American Crime Story, to cover the Clinton sex scandal. And when do you think this is actually going to become a matter of public record?
Well, if you mean when does this production come on out? Right before the key primaries next year.
Oh, right.
So
absolutely.
Democrats are absolutely panicked about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I read something this morning that I really thought was a joke, but it turns out it's not. You probably heard about this. This comes to us from the Babylon Bee, a resource I haven't used much. But apparently, new Google technology auto-corrects, get ready for it, users' thoughts. Now, wouldn't that seem to me like a really joke headline?
Yeah, I mean, how do you auto-correct users' thoughts?
But here's what they're talking about. This was revealed at a special press conference held.
This has to be a joke.
You think it's a joke?
It has to be a joke.
Okay, so it's impossible.
Well, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think this is a joke.
Okay. All right. But I would, if anything like that is happening, I would like to remind the creators of this software and hardware that George Orwell's 1984 was not a how-to book. It was a cautionary tale.
Yes.
Yeah. And apparently, Amazon is developing some very high-tech surveillance tools for an eager customer, and that would be the American police. Now, we know about Amazon's products for regular consumers, and it's becoming a very potent resource for federal, state, and local authorities, peddling an array of tools that harness the power of cloud-based computing, artificial intelligence, and visual analysis. Now, some of these products may seem pretty mundane, offering agencies a relatively cheap method of storing, sharing, and crunching data through networks of remote web servers known as the cloud. Others are a little bit more contentious, making it easier for police to identify and monitor people. When you add all of these technologies together, this has almost evolved too fast for government oversight to keep up. Mike, what would your thoughts be on this?
Well, unfortunately, right now, the technology is accelerating at a frightening pace. There are people who are eager to use it, whether it's police or corporations. And right now our central federal government is so busy infighting with each other, they're not carrying out much oversight on anything, whether it's this technology or vaccines or glyphosate.
And I would like to shout out to Amazon leadership. You want to create a product your civilian users will go for en masse? How about ways to thwart hijackware and malware, which all of us need these days? What about corporations bled dry by this technology? They would be willing to take a look at paying some decent bucks, I think, not to mention cities, principalities, and hospitals for this technology.
Well, anti-malware software, I mean, that's already big business. The problem is the hackers are always hacking around it. We had a caller into the show earlier today talking about this hackers conference in which they're out there saying there's no such thing as hacker-proof anything out there in the world. If it's got an embedded computer, we can get into it.
Okay.
And to me, that's a failure to think ahead and say, okay, what are the bad things people are going to do with this technology, and how do we prevent it?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct on that. And again, speaking of Amazon, they are now delivering through robots and are officially on the streets of California. What this does is it condenses the lead time between the order and the actual delivery. And they have a critter called Scout, the delivery robot. And this is designed to autonomously ferry parcels from urban distribution points to Amazon Prime customers, removing the need for cars or vans or humans in that last mile delivery. Now, Amazon has tested this technology in Washington State, beautiful place Mike and I used to live there. The robots deployed in the Irvine area will drive during daytime hours. Though designed to operate autonomously, these test robots will be accompanied by humans to ensure nothing goes wrong. So-called Scout ambassadors will also be gauging how the public is going to react to these robots delivering these items. Mike, what's your thought?
Well, I think that probably, I don't think anybody's going to run up and hug the robot.
No.
And they may eventually get used to them. But again, this rush to robots may make short-term economic sense for Amazon. But in the long term, if we're replacing all of our workers with robots, then we're going to have a huge unemployment problem. And I know we're constantly being told unemployment's at an all-time low, but that's being told to you by the same people who told you Saddam had nuclear weapons.
Right, right. Well, do we have a shout-out?
Yes, we're going to do a shout-out
to
our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network.
And something from the wild and very evil world of Monsanto. Monsanto has operated a fusion center to monitor and discredit journalists and activists. And there was a reporter who wrote a critical book on the company. The Agrochemical Corporation also investigated the singer Neil Young and wrote an internal memo of his social media activity and music. And the records indicate that, by The Guardian, show that Monsanto adopted a multi-pronged strategy to take care of Kerry Gilliam, a Reuters journalist who investigated the company's weed killer and its links to cancer. Now, Monsanto was now owned by the German pharmaceutical giant Bayer.
I'm sure they're having buyer's remorse right about
now. Oh, yeah. And its intelligence fusion center is a term that the FBI and other law enforcement agencies used to discuss operations focused on surveillance and terrorism. Now, the documents were mostly from 2015 through 2017, and they were disclosed as an ongoing court battle on the health hazards of the company's Roundup weed killer.
Which right there, I mean, that is a very damning piece of evidence, because basically it says Monsanto knew there was an issue, and they were actively working to cover it up. Not to fix the problem, but to cover it up. And I think when they get to the penalty phase of this trial, they're going to get hit hard.
I would like to hope so, because knowing that something is wrong with a product and covering it up and covering it up, well, like people like Neil Young, the Monsanto people wrote a very lengthy report about his anti-Monsanto advocacy, monitoring his impact on social media, and at one point actually considered legal action. The Fusion Center also wanted to monitor the U.S. Right to Know, a not-for-profit producing weekly reports on the organization's online activity. And it's typical of these huge corporations to hide the truth when the truth convicts them, and then overthrow lawsuits, which demonstrate the intense hazard of these products.
And I think another aspect of this is basically showing how Monsanto used its tremendous wealth to encourage scientists who were going to write favorable reports of their products and to derail or otherwise shut down any scientists who were writing critical commentary about things like glyphosate.
Yeah, yeah. And then we've got President Trump, who is ready to put down an executive order to crack down hard on social media censorship of conservatives. Mike, how much weight do you think this is going to have?
Well, technically, I think the big media is going to come back and say, we're not subject to presidential executive orders. We're not part of the government. We're not part of the executive branch. This is going to wind up in court, though.
Do you think it'll get fought all the way to the Supremes?
I think it's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently, Twitter's hostile actions toward Leader McConnell's campaign are awful, and the Republicans say they're not going to tolerate it anymore. The NRSC will suspend all spending with Twitter until further notice. And we will not spend our resources on a platform that silences conservatives.
Now, that did have an effect. See, the way this all began is McConnell posted to Twitter a video of the people outside of his house screaming, stab him in the heart, you know, kill him, blah, blah, blah. Twitter shut down McConnell's channel, said it was a violation of the terms of service.
Yeah.
Okay, but far worse things are up there. But again, it's a bias against conservatives.
Right.
The National Republican Party said, we're going to stop all spending for advertising on Twitter. Twitter has now reinstated McConnell's channel.
And there's something I'd like to observe at the end of this story. Freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom from the speech you may hate, but what other people may believe to be true. That has to remain completely balanced within any kind of advocacy for any platform. And here at What Really Happened, we are here to give a platform for responsible journo-net citizens.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is about to get very serious. As you know from Mike's reports, there have been fighting along the line of control between India and Pakistan. And now India is telling Pakistan to accept reality and to stop interfering in other countries' internal affairs. Now, this came from Russia today. And New Delhi has laid down the law here. The rebuke comes amid growing tensions over the disputed Kashmiri territory. Now, a spokesman for India's Ministry of External Affairs condemned Islamabad after it suggested the last rail line linking the two countries.
After it suspended the last rail line linking
Thank
the
you.
Two countries.
And Ravish Kumar said that Pakistan must accept the reality and stop taking unilateral actions. And the quote was, this has been done without consulting us. We urge them to reconsider their decision. Our sense is that whatever is being done by Pakistan is to present an alarming view of bilateral relationship. Well, gee, India, do you think? And India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, has insisted that the move would help stamp out the separatism, corruption, and terror plaguing the disputed territory. Now, Modi has to understand a couple of things. Modi's Kashmir decision is the latest step of undoing Nehru's vision. And Mike, the phone and internet blackout were so terrible in Kashmir that locals did not know that India was rewriting their constitution while the Kashmiris had zero input whatsoever.
How very convenient.
Yeah, yeah. The net can be used for some wonderful things and also for some awful things. India has continued to shut off internet and phone services in the disputed region since the start of the week and imposed severe travel restrictions. And the blackout came just as India changed its constitution to revoke Kashmir's regional substantial autonomy from India's central government.
Okay, we're going to take a phone call now.
Okay.
So, aloha, Dustin in New Jersey. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, real quick before, like Claire was talking about India, Pakistan, I want to just respond to Tom from Florida. Tom, you gave me a choice yesterday, Biden or Trump. How about the third choice? I'm staying home. Okay? That's it for that one. And then, because I'm not going to vote no more because it's a scam, you know, I think. And then, on India, Pakistan, Claire, you know Modi is a Hindu nationalist. Like,
yeah,
he,
I do.
He's not. Yeah, he's not the sanest person. And did he left out the extremist Indians that are in Kashmir? Like, is he only talking about the Pakistani extremists?
Yeah.
You know. So
and,
I mean.
Go ahead. No,
you go ahead. Your show.
All right. Apparently, local journalists are unable to report, and many residents are so shut off that they didn't know that the Constitution was being rewritten, and sick people, and this is something that bothered me tremendously, sick people are struggling to call ambulances, which in turn are having trouble traveling to hospitals. And I think right now that Modi needs to look at the optics of this move as being severely negative. And to Prime Ministers Modi and Khan and some of the adults in the room who are watching this escalation move so far out of control. And yes, Sergei Lavrov, I'm talking to you. The people of Kashmir do not deserve a shooting war here. I would like to think that you all have what my late grandfather would characterize as horse sense to understand what a total calamity a war between a nuclear-armed Pakistan and a nuclear-armed India would be. And I would like everyone, and I'll say this very politely, we have to get away from the male attribute measuring contest for both Prime Minister Khan and Prime Minister Modi. And I mean that with all my heart. Peace through the entire region is what needs to be attained here. So I am publicly asking China's President Xi Jinping and America's President Trump to weigh in to move this forward in a way that does not hurt either India or Pakistan. Mike, do you have some thoughts on this?
Well, I, again, there's a long history of enmity between India and Pakistan. I don't see this as really having a good resolution because everybody is a hothead. Everybody's talking war.
Yeah.
Nobody is saying, well, let's sit down and settle it. Nobody is saying, can't we share the Kashmir region?
Yeah.
Now, I know they, the headwaters of an important river originate there, but, you know, is there enough water where it can be shared? Or, you know, is it... just limit another classic case of limited resources triggering a conflict.
Well, you know that old phrase from Karl Marx, and history has proven him true, that economics is always the generator of wars.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dustin, do you have anything else?
Yeah, they don't, but they don't care about the people of Kashmir. It's just an issue.
Yeah,
you know, they,
it's about land. It's about water rights.
Yeah,
it's about it's about our national image.
Mike, I wanted to talk, if I still got some time, about the, these incidents in Russia that some of them are being like Daily Mail and Express UK, which Express UK is like a tabloid. They're they're kind of like exaggerating, like with Daily Mail, they say like there was a explosion. They're handing out iodine tablets. And then they mentioned the Zircon missile. The Zircon's not, I mean, if there was an incident with a nuclear cruise missile, which they're testing, that's one thing, but the Zircon's not. So there's a lot of misinformation going on because it's just evil Russia.
I think it's more gratuitous Russia bashing here. Anyway, listen, Dustin, we're going to have to let you go. We're going to take a commercial break, and we will be right back.
Thank you, dear. I get so...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, what have you got up next?
Well, apparently, Hong Kong police have been deploying anti-riot armored trucks in Hong Kong. They're also called sonic cannons. And what these do is they emanate a pitch very loudly and high tone. But, Mike, this technology can actually make people deaf.
Yes, it can harm your hearing. I mean, they've had it here in the United States for a lot of years. It's called LRAD.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be, non-harmful crowd control.
Mm-hmm.
These apparently are from the LRAD Corporation.
Yeah. And the next thing I wanted to look at is, why is the military telling everyone that the Syrian pullout is because Trump wanted the troops there out? I mean, Mike, this story makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Well, Trump made the comment about mm-hmm. wanting to pull out of Syria, but it never actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the Pentagon is out there saying that, oh, the pullout caused all kinds of damage and mm-hmm. we have to escalate.
Yeah. And I really feel that this was a really blatant statement against the Trump administration. And it looks to me like the deep state and the military-industrial complex want to see us there forever.
No, they just want to see us there long enough to get Assad replaced with a U.S. puppet ruler.
Mm-hmm. Ouch. And apparently Bolton is at it again, and Venezuelans will suffer. The Trump administration, with John Bolton, the only battlements he'll ever man, is at it again. But this time, they're enacting sweeping financial punishments on businesses who would dare to transact with Venezuela's Maduro.
And don't forget, there was that seizure of that food ship in the Panama Canal.
Oh, yeah.
That one's going to have international repercussions.
I know. And Bolton said the Maduro regime now joins that exclusive club of rogue states. And he goes on to name Cuba, North Korea, and Iran.
Meat pot.
Yeah. And Bolton had this press conference at a one-day staging in Peru for more than 50 governments aligned against Maduro.
Be more accurate to say 50 governments arm-twisted to be against Maduro.
Yeah, and do you notice that there's not one mention of these at all? And now what Bolton did was really interesting. He went on to offer his olive branch, allowing third-party sellers to engage in commerce with a Venezuelan private sector racked by pressures, foreign and domestic. I'm sure he imagines, the author of the story says, that sort of graciousness hasn't been seen since the cross on Calvary. And the writer got very ironic there, and I don't blame him. And the shortlist of rogue states is of particular interest. From what plantation did these regimes go rogue? From when, you might ask? The question answers itself. Like with every other economic embargo on foreign powers, this pig is placed in rose-colored glasses. An address of democracy will be trotted out for our viewing pleasure. Bolton has a soft spot for our sympathies. And the last thing he said was, the time is now. The United States is acting assertively to cut off Maduro financially and accelerate a peaceful democratic transition. That's what Bolton told those gathered in Lima. Well, John, do you not understand that why pushing governments away from the U.S., economically, other countries will start to form alliances and partnerships? And I mean, with some governments like that of Russia and China, the dollar is not going to be used anymore. Mike, your thoughts on
that,
please?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, we're already seeing that with China. They have cut off all American agricultural imports.
Mm-hmm.
They're turning to Russia. And even if Xi Jinping and Trump kiss and make up, they're not going to switch back to the American importers.
No.
And as far as Venezuela is concerned, they have a democracy. They had elections last year.
Mm-hmm.
Maduro won
by
quite a wide margin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of ironic to see the United States, which has such a problem with fraud in our election system,
mm-hmm.
start screaming about bringing democracy to these other countries. I wish they would bring it here.
Yeah. There is another news story about Brazil, which I'm going to hold over until after the break, because I think this is very important.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're coming up on this next break here. And apparently China is still buying oil from Iran in defiance of U.S. sanctions. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, what's next on your list?
There we go. Apparently, there has been a huge victory with the Brazil Supreme Court minister, and he has ruled to protect press freedom for Glenn Greenwald and The Intercept. Mike, this is major. This is major stuff.
Yes.
And I have a lot of respect for Glenn. Sometimes I will link to him, others maybe not so much, but he is very much a person with his fingers on the pulse of what's going on in this country and internationally. Now, apparently, this judge wrote in a sweeping decision that any attempt to investigate journalists for their reporting would constitute an unambiguous act of censorship and would violate Brazil's constitution. And for the past couple of months, Greenwald and The Intercept Brazil have punished a series of published a series of damning articles on Moro's role as a judge in Operation Car Wash. Now, this was a string of supposedly anti-corruption prosecutions of Brazil's political elite. The stories were based on Telegram chats given to The Intercept Brazil by an anonymous source. I think I'm very glad for Glenn, and I hope he continues what he's
Glenn
doing.
Glenn is doing some really good work,
yeah.
And, you know, I'm, well, we just wish him well.
Yes. we do. He is a force of light out there.
Yes, he is.
And not someone who just wants to curse the darkness.
Okay, we did this story as well.
Okay.
So all right. Let's skip on down.
All righty.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, we need...
We did that one.
Oh, okay. All right.
You've been copying from my page.
No, dear, I haven't, honestly.
All right. Hold it. What's this one here?
Okay. This was about these making similar comments between the Nazis and Israelis. But I have a thought that I really feel I need to share here.
Yep.
What if that thought is absolutely backed up by ironclad fact?
Well, you know, Israel has Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
Nazi Germany had the Warsaw Ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
The Nazis built walls. Mm-hmm. Israel's building walls.
Yeah.
They tend to shoot a lot of innocent people.
Yep. And I would have to say that when a guy like Bishop Desmond Tutu, who was part of the original move for freedom from the very despotic government that South Africa had, when he looks and says that a country is behaving as though they are an apartheid country, the guy knows what he's talking about. He's seen it.
He knows apartheid. He's seen it.
Yeah, a million times. Now, this was interesting. You mentioned earlier the 74-year anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki. And there was a cross taken from a Nagasaki cathedral after the atom bomb hit, and it's gotten returned 74 years later. Whoever did this and started this conversation, bless you. And I think it was a very informed and loving thing for them to do. There's another story here about Brazil, not quite so nice or good. Apparently, Bolsonaro's war on the Amazon, there is now mass mining invasion of Yanomami lands in Brazil, and it threatens their survival. Now, acting in response to public statements from the president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, on the need to open up indigenous lands they're reporting now that miners are doing illegal invasion of these First Peoples land. And apparently they're going to go in and subject to special decisions in the national legislature. And over the past 20 years, these people have been repeatedly threatened by mining invasions, which have caused epidemics and violent clashes.
Yeah, but this was declared an indigenous park in 1992.
I know. It's they're not respecting
a national park here. You're not supposed to go on in and just start, you know, digging stuff up without permission.
Yeah. And even, now, I never thought that the American Association of Anthropologists would do something like this, but they've also appealed to human rights organizations to demand the protections of the Yanomami's rights.
Well, if there are no more Yanomami, how are the anthropologists going to get tenure?
I hear you. I hear you, my dear. And this comes to us from Global Research. It's a Canadian blog that has a lot of interesting things to say. Now, this article was written, and sir, if you're listening and I mispronounce your name, 1,000 apologies. Habib Ahmadzadeh is the writer.
Ahmadzadeh.
Yeah, Ahmadzadeh. Thank you, dear. And so he's written an open letter to President Trump. And he says in this tweet, President Trump claimed that Iranians never won a war, but never lost a negotiation. And this guy is saying, as a world citizen and a veteran of the 1988 Iran-Iraq War, I have firsthand experience with the bitterness of war, so I've got a few suggestions and responses for you. First, I would advise you against using the words win and winning to describe war, especially from a U.S. perspective. And then he goes on to state, American history is filled with bitter experiences of lost wars, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and, you know, he didn't mention Lebanon, although there's a lot of activity. This goes on there. And even the engagement in Yemen, none of which of these horrifying interventions have ever reached their goals. And he goes on to say that President Trump should recognize that the first step in any combat is to understand your adversary. As an experienced Iranian war veteran, I strongly suggest you study the culture and history of an old civilization like Iran. Iranians, those you label as living in a terrorist nation, are very proud that for the last 250 years, they have never initiated a war. Also proud that they have never invaded, intruded, or oppressed other nations, neither in our neighborhood nor even in our response to our foes. And he goes on to say that nonetheless, there is a delicacy in the sophisticated culture of Iran that separates us from you and your hawkish B-team, and goes on to mention John Bolton, Ben Salman, and Bibi Netanyahu. The major difference is the view we each have toward war. For us, war is not an option. We never chose to go to war. We only responded when war was forced upon them. Mike, what do you think of this guy?
Well, that's exactly the history.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, he's talking about all the wars that failed to achieve their goals. Mm-hmm. You need to remember that very often the real goals were being withheld from us.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we're going to go into Iraq and we're going to get those weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
The real goal was Iraq's oil back on the world market only for the U.S. dollar. And, we haven't won in Syria. We're trying to leave Afghanistan with as much dignity as we can.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely lost in Vietnam.
Oh, boy.
We never won in Korea.
Nope.
And this despite all the money that we spend on our military and all the young Americans who've been killed and crippled in these operations.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to go back to domestic policy now and talk about Iowa, where you're having many of our candidates on the Democratic side out there and speaking. And some Iowans are kind of tired of the massive 2020 field. That, coupled with the constant controversies out of Washington, has burnt out a gentleman who was commenting. It's a lot of work, he bemoaned. There's starting to be a bit of fatigue. Now, Iowans do love the national attention that shines on them every 4 years when presidential candidates descend, sort of like locusts, on the state whose caucuses mark the beginning of an election year. But as virtually every Democratic contender swings through Iowa this weekend to participate in the famed Iowa State Fair, even some diehard Democratic activists are getting restless. They're worried that the historically massive field isn't shrinking fast enough and the debate stages, plural, are too crowded. The concern isn't limited to Iowa. Recent interviews in a dozen of Democrats in other early voting states registered a fresh anxiety among the most diligent deciders. If Democrats don't start to figure things out soon, they could definitely give President Trump the upper hand.
We were talking about that a little bit earlier in the show.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's what I've seen is a circular firing squad with the Democrats.
Yeah, well, you know, Tulsi Gabbard shot herself down with her comments about Ukraine.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is shooting himself down every time he opens his mouth.
Oh, man.
And there's no credible candidate in the field that I can see.
Yeah.
You know, they're all a bunch of people who leapt on to say, I want to be able to say I ran for president.
Yeah. I'd like to also look at some things going on. And this is from the Department of You Cannot Make This Stuff Up. And apparently the company behind a controversial Common Core math program in North Carolina is suing a dad for libel and slander. And the parent of a high school student has been characterized as being on a crusade, the lawsuit claims, against the math program. Instead of teacher-led instruction, students are taught through self-discovery. But he and many other parents of these kids think that the older methods are better. So he created a Facebook group and website where he lays out his criticism of the program. And apparently the writers of this article say that they've checked the guy's website And it's very well thought out, rational criticism. Whether he is correct or not seems to be irrelevant here. He is just expressing an opinion of the type of education his child will receive in a public school. Now, we've moved beyond gender-neutral programs and triggering microaggressions. Now just expressing any old opinion offends people. Apparently, you can't do that anymore in the U.S. If you offend someone with constructive criticism, they turn around and they're going to sue you. Mike, this is insane.
It is. Completely. We've become such a thin-skinned population.
Yeah.
And of course, the lawyers love it. Business is good.
Yeah. But this, to me, falls under the category of life's tough. Get a helmet. When things get rough, you put the helmet on.
Yep.
You know. Traveling over to the UK, apparently, and Mike, I don't know if I'm right on this, but I'm seeing a series of these happen.
There have been a lot of these happening, and some people are starting to wonder if somebody is testing their ability to trigger blackouts in cities around the world. But this one hit London, and large parts of the south of England are suffering from this widespread power outage. Mm-hmm. It's described as a major incident by electricity providers, and it caused massive traffic jams and just all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Great Britain is not like Venezuela, which makes this blackout on this scale a little suspicious.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I think that's your last article.
Oh, well, I don't think so. We have been wondering, by the way, economically, Turkey received a $1 billion bailout from China. You know, as we have been talking about pushing countries away from the U.S. for business and everything else, and countries like China are just sopping up the gravy, as it were, in terms of being able to get better loans and better commitments from China when their cash reserves ran out. And we have no idea.
Okay.
Yes.
This really is the bottom of your talking points.
All right.
At least that's all that you sent me.
All right. Okay.
All right. So getting on back to the economic news here, China wants the U.S. to bear the cost of the trade war, and they're playing the rare earths card. And these rare earth elements are critical for the high-tech industry and the manufacture of everything from mobile phones to modern jet fighters. China controls about 80% of them. That's just where they came up in the Earth's crust, and China has invested quite a bit in the infrastructure to mine and purify these materials, these 17 specific elements here. Now, the Association of China Rare Earth Industry comprises almost 300 miners, processors, and manufacturers. They held a special meeting earlier this week, just several days after Donald Trump threatened to hit Beijing with a new bunch of tariffs as of the first of next month. All righty. So the U.S. is rushing to ready the new tariffs on China. At this point, we're starting to get into strategic thought here. And China may be willing to accept a temporary economic downturn in order to harm Donald Trump, because they know going into an election year, if this trade issue is not resolved, it will work against Trump.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, all the farmers whose produce China is now refusing, so many of them are going into bankruptcy.
It's a mess between that and the unprecedented flooding earlier this year. It's the worst year for farmers in a very, very long time.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Trump is out there trying to bluff and bluster his way through and saying that the U.S. will not make a trade deal with China. And he said that while talks are progressing with Beijing, no deal has been reached for now. And the president told reporters earlier today he would like to see more movement on the trade talks, but that Washington was not ready to finalize an agreement. China wants to do something on trade, but I'm not ready to do anything yet, President Trump said, adding that the American taxpayer is not paying for the tariffs currently imposed on trade with the country. Well, Don, I hate to break this to you, but we, the American people, are paying for the tariffs in those increased prices on goods that still have to be imported from China because nobody in the U.S. knows how to make them.
Well, we've outsourced our manufacturing for so long.
We gave it all away. Yeah. We very foolishly gave it all away.
And I think one of the things that they could tie in with immigration would be getting the best of the best. People who know how to make factories run, people who are...
People like that aren't sneaking across our borders.
I know.
You know, they come in the legal way.
Right.
They get an H-1B visa. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program on this Powhana Friday after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program on this Powhana Friday. And earlier in the week, we were talking about how Deutsche Bank was letting go thousands of their employees. And now we're hearing that other big banks are starting to do the same. HSBC, Society, Citigroup. Mm-hmm. They're laying off thousands and thousands of people all around the world. Mm-hmm. That doesn't look to me like the economy is headed in a positive direction. And, of course, despite the very best efforts of the plunge protection team, the stock market did not have their traditional Friday happy ending. The Dow ended, I think, 85 down here. Mm. Gold appears to be breaking free from all the mechanism used to control its price. It's holding above $1,500 an ounce. China continues to buy gold bullion. And a lot of people are very concerned over the U.S. government's attempt to sanction the companies behind the Nord Stream 2 pipeline,
mm-hmm.
and the concern that the sanctions on Nord Stream 2 would turn EU energy policy into the U.S.'s plaything. And I think pretty much the rest of the world is tired of being the U.S. plaything here. Now, this one is really interesting. Apparently, Chase Bank is forgiving all debt owed by its Canadian credit card customers. Apparently, Chase is getting out of Canada. It's folding its Amazon and Marriott Visa cards.
Ooh.
And they decided the simplest way to unwind from all of that was mm-hmm. to just send everybody a letter saying, that's it, you don't owe us anymore. That would be really good. Wish we could get somebody to do that for us.
A jubilee, right?
A jubilee, effectively, yes.
Yeah.
Walgreens is going to shut 200 stores in the United States and another 200 in Great Britain. So that's not looking very positive.
When a store like that is having trouble making it financially, you know that the economy is in big trouble.
The economy is in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to start pretending otherwise. Apparently, the White House is going to unveil a rule banning government agencies from doing business with Huawei. And again, it's just going to up the tension factor with China. Over in San Francisco, Silicon Valley, that whole area, technology giants are creating thousands of new millionaires as they list on the stock exchange through these much-hyped IPOs. And unfortunately, it's only increasing the city's wealth gap, which means housing prices are driven up by all these instant millionaires,
mm-hmm.
and that is only increasing the homelessness problem here. We're also seeing a plunge in global semiconductor sales. And that tells us also that manufacturing is slowing down. Banks are slashing the trader bonuses. Wall Street braces for a recession. And at the rate wealth is being transferred from your pockets to the mm-hmm. bankers' pockets yep. right now, in 33 years, they will have it all. Think about that. Okay, there's the music. Time for us to get out of here and get back to getting ready for the move to Indiana.
Yes.
Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. And Aloha America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
Partner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.